Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, go follow me right now. It's at Strict Anonymous. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to my show. Make sure to comment on my show. That's why I love YouTube as a platform for my show, because I love the comments and the conversations that take place over there on YouTube after I air the episodes. If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because everybody remains anonymous on the show. My name's not Kathy K. I also change my callers' names. Their voices are changed. This is my voice, but I change my callers' voices, okay? So if you have like an interesting, naughty, secret life that you live and you want to talk about it while remaining anonymous, you could be on my show. You could also be on my show if you are out and proud of your naughty, secret, interesting life. It's totally cool with me. But if you do want to remain anonymous, you could email me from a phony email, call me from a phony number. I just need to hear your true story. If you want to be on the show, send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show or click on the banner that says click here. That email that over there on my website goes right to me. Give me a couple days to get back to you. Tell me a little bit about what you want to talk about. If you have a confession that you want to get off your back while remaining anonymous, I changed the voices on my anonymous confessions as well. Call my confessions hotline. The number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I get a lot of interesting confessions over there, okay? Just make sure you are in a quiet place when you call the confessions hotline. You get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just hang up and call back again. You could call that number 24/7. I air all those anonymous confessions. There's hundreds of them now up over on my Patreon. On my Patreon, you see pics of all of my guests. You get all of the anonymous confessions. There's hundreds of them. You get all of my episodes early and ad-free. And you get access to my Discord channel, which is private. It is for my Patreon members only. I don't get involved in my Discord channel, but it's basically like a forum where you could get involved and post pics and videos and all that kind of good stuff. It's very naughty over on my Discord channel. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, you get all of that for just $5 a month. And you could cancel at any time. You could come back at any time. It's all good with me. The link to my Patreon is patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link to that, as well as a phone number, my email and my website and all that other shit that I just talked about, is in the description. Now let's get to today's guest, Charlie. Charlie is a guy who used to be a bull. And that's an interesting story because he had a first wife and he was a bull. And now he's married to a hot wife. He got his second wife into hot wifing. So his first wife was like not banging him. She gave him like a free pass to go do whatever the fuck he wanted. And he did. And that's when he started to be a bull. He talks about that. He talks about his relationship with his ex-wife. You could tell he still fucking hates her. And then he met his new wife while she was cheating on her husband with him. And he wound up getting her to do all kinds of naughty things. This was a vanilla woman. I mean, besides the fact that she was cheating on her husband, she was very vanilla. She had never done any kind of crazy things, but he got her into doing everything. I mean, they've done gangbangs. They do threesomes, foursomes, moresomes. They've done DV. Okay. They hook up with young guys, older guys, BBC guys, and all of the above. What they really like are the gangbangs with the bi guys. And he talks about why they prefer the bi guys. He's done some guy-on-guy action. He talks specifically about, you know, what he's into, what he's not into, how she feels about it, how he got her into all of these things, what she likes the best. She did start up a Twitter and an OnlyFans. She's not totally into that, but there's content on there. He's always videotaping, okay? Recently, they did this thing because they couldn't, like, fuck at their house. They wound up, like, putting an ad out someplace or, like, fuck my wife in a park, you know, and one person showed up and fucked his wife in a park and he videotaped it. I mean, these are the things that he's got her into, and he goes totally into it. He talks about like how she wakes up every day and goes to the gym and, you know, works out, and she looks like it. Trust me, I got the pictures of her in the bikini. He told me it's either her in a bikini or her naked, and since I don't do x-rated pics on my Patreon, I got some bikini shots of his wife over there. He gives a shout out to her OnlyFans and her Twitter at the end of the episode. If you want to see her pics that I have, as well as join my Discord, go over to my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Forgot to mention, I was on Wyo Lee's podcast, Sex Stories. Do you know the podcast, Sex Stories with Wyo Lee? She interviewed me for her show and she aired it a couple days ago. So go check that out. I'll put a link in the description too. Okay, I'm going to be right back on with Charlie.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Charlie. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
I'm good, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good, Charlie. I like your accent. I feel like talking like you now, and I do a very bad Southern accent, but I kind of like it. Let me ask you.
Yeah, it's kind of a... It's kind of a West Texas little bit.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, let me ask you this, Charlie. We are going to be talking about how you got your wife into hot wifing. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. It's awesome.
Okay. Well, okay. First, give me a little backstory on you and your wife. Like, how long have you been married, and when did you guys start doing the stag hat wife? Or I don't know. What do you call yourself? Are you a cuck or a stag?
I would be a stag.
Okay. When did you guys open up?
Well, we've been married 10 years, and I may have to go back just in history for just a second.
No, that's where I want to start. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I was married for 18 years to my last wife, mm-hmm. and the last eight, we didn't sleep together. So we had an open type marriage where I was, I guess what you call a bull. I had couples that I'd go, and I go to parties and stuff.
Oh, wait, let's talk a little bit about that. So let me ask you this. You're in a sexless marriage. Did your wife give you the okay to go and fuck other people?
Yes, yes. Well, we tried swinging together, and she just was not very sexual like that. And she just said, finally, you know, you go take care of you, and I'll go take care of me. And the only reason we were still together was because of the kids, you know, how that type of marriage goes.
No, I do. And let me tell you, I'm typically talking to a lot of guys who are in that scenario, but don't get the free pass. You're one of the lucky ones. And listen, you got to give that ex-wife of yours some credit for just being a realist and saying, like, listen, I can't satisfy you. I don't really want to. I'm not into the shit that you're into, but go get it someplace else. I mean, you're like, that was cool of her.
Well, kind of, sort of. She's kind of, not so much.
Well, maybe she's not so much in other areas of your life, obviously, because you're not together. But you got to give her credit for allowing you to do that. That's not common.
Okay. We'll give her a little credit then.
Okay. I can tell you still fucking hate her. Okay. But anyway. I mean, come on. Give you a free pass to fuck other people. Tell me what you were doing, though. So you were, like, meeting up with couples and stuff?
Yeah, I had a few on the side. It was like once a month, every couple. We had these steady couples, and then I got on that gang bang list, and they'd call me, they'd text me every now and then. I think I only did one or two of those.
Oh my God, you can't gloss over that stuff too. I mean, we're gonna get to the hot stuff, but a little bit of like how do you get onto a gang bang list? You act as if like we all know where that list exists, like, you know. So, come on.
We just gotta be well. Believe it or not, it kind of starts with the bull deal. If you do the bull, a lot of the couples, they also do the gang bang. So they invite you to a gang bang, and then you end up on that list with the other guys, and everybody kind of communicates. This is back whenever we used to have the Craigslist.
Yeah, so you go onto Craigslist, you start being the bull, you're looking for couples, and then once you're in that world, it's kind of like word on the street, the couples are doing the gangbangs. Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense. So that was like and did you enjoy the gangbangs?
They were some yes, some no, mm-hmm. just kind of depending on the couple and what they were doing at the time. I think I more like the cuckold side of it. Being the bull.
Oh, okay. So, right, because you've been both. That's always an interesting angle. Yeah. You were the bull to all these other people, but now that you're with your wife, you prefer your being the stag right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I had another guy on. His wife came on too, Sheila, but I had him on first. I forget what his name was. But he was a bull too for many couples, and now he just loves sitting back and watching and being like the stag, like you too. So now, yeah. If you're married and you're playing around with people, like, how do you meet your new wife?
Okay, there's a story behind her husband wanted a coach for her son. Okay. So he finally tracks me down, begs me basically to coach the kid because the last couple of kids I had coached had gone on to bigger things. So I start coaching the kid, and he don't show up no more. Now, Lucy, she's the one that brings him. Okay. So we start talking back and forth, and I find out he's out of the country like 3 or 4 months a year. And one thing leads to another, and one night I ask her, we're sitting up in the stands watching the kid. You know, what do you do for, you know, sex? Do you have a Bob, you know, battery operated boyfriend? She goes, Bob. She don't know what that is.
So I don't know what that is either. Yeah.
Yeah, old Bob.
No, what is that called? What does he say it again? It's hard to understand.
Bob.
A Bob. What is that? A bring your own boyfriend?
Battery operated boyfriend.
Oh, battery oh, yeah, duh. Like a vibrator. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, go on.
Well, and then I, you know, so she kind of loosened up and I asked her more, you can always get yourself off. Find out she doesn't masturbate either. So finally this goes on for like a couple of months. And I said, hey, you know, would you be interested in me and you getting together? And she said, yeah, sure. So we set up a playtime and it's at her husband's office.
Her husband's away on his trip or
yes,
whatever.
Yes,
okay.
He's out of the country. So we go over there, and I think she thought that I was going to, like, show up and bang her and be gone. But it's like 2.5 hours later. We've gone 4 or 5 rounds, and, you know, so that there was our first time.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because your wife knows that you're out banging other people, so it's good to go. But does her husband know, or she have, like, a...
No.
Okay, so she's cheating.
No. Yes.
On her husband with you.
But, yes.
Okay.
So... That being said, this goes on. We start a relationship and we're together we're meeting whenever we can, getting hotel rooms, going to the park, whatever. Well, her husband hires a private investigator.
Oh.
Yeah.
So obviously she was kind of sloppy because how did he get wind that you guys are doing this?
Well, they had taken a out of town trip with her and with him, and she didn't want nothing to do with him. And I guess that kind of tripped the trigger.
Right. He said something's going on.
Right. Well, we had already decided that, once the holidays were over, I'd already told my spouse, you know, we're going to divorce. We're done. And so once the holidays were over, she was going to tell him that that
she's going to leave him. Yeah. Yeah. She's done.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just not just banging all that time. You're like, I guess, talking and stuff too, because you wind up developing more feelings than just sexual ones for each other.
Yes. Yeah. She was like, you know, I'd slept with a lot of women, but she was like awesome. She was, you know, did everything right. She didn't hold anything back, enjoyed it. And I was like, hey, you know, I like her. I think we can do something good together.
Okay, so...
So anyway, she calls me one night. She says, he knows. And I said, okay. So she explained the deal about he got a private investigator. He took pictures. And,
of course,
me being me, I'm like, you know, can we get the pictures? They've got to be good because we're good together. I mean, it's kind of...
Oh, my God, you're hilarious.
No, they will not give us the pictures. We still haven't got the pictures. 11 years later, we still haven't got the pictures.
Oh, my God. Like, did the guy come to your house to beat the shit out of you?
Oh, no, he ain't that tough.
Okay.
I'm a redneck. You know, nobody messes with us.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Yeah, you're right. He was looking for you to train his kids, so obviously he wasn't good at sports.
Right.
Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Hey, summer's right around the corner, and you know what that means. You're going to be hornier than ever. And that's why you need to download Dipsy. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. Whether you want to hear stories about two girls or two guys or a threesome or more some, you're going to find it on Dipsy. They have hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new stories every week, so there's always something new to explore. Dipsy also has sleep stories and wellness sessions, and they offer written stories. And you know what I love about Dipsy is their jump to the action button. So if you're really horny and you want to get right to the good part, you just click a button, and it's going to take you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link to get 30 days of free access.
So he comes up with this idea that they stay together and me and her just keep seeing each other. And we're like, no, that ain't, yeah. I mean, he was, so we ended up getting a divorce and all that, you know, and we moved in together, and after about a year, we ended up getting married. But I love her very much, and we get along great, so.
Right. And how was your wife? Let me ask you this real quick, because, like, you know, your wife did give you a free pass. And now, I mean, and that's like always like the worst thing, because, like, look, it sort of left the door wide open for you to go and meet somebody that you were going to fall in love with. And when that happened, was she surprised, or, you know, how did your wife react?
Oh, she flipped out.
She did, right?
She
yeah.
But, you know, so we ended up getting, you know, we got joint custody of the kids. The kids would stay with me and Lucy, and then the kids would go back, and I mean, she nailed me child support, so
right.
You know, like, but I mean, I was like, you know, I kind of took the blame on that deal because I took it further than what she thought.
Yeah,
so I went ahead and you know, I took care of the kids and all that, so
okay,
you know, but then I wanted Lucy to, you know, the hot wife thing, I kept talking to her about it. But you got to remember, this is a young lady that's never masturbated or used toys, so we started. I started taking, you know, nude pics of her, and I started posing and stripping down and all that. And that's how we kind of got going. And then got a video camera and we took some videos of it, but they weren't all that great, you know, because you got to put it on the tripod and it's hard to get angles. You can't get the, you know, you can't get the pussy and dick together. So my second thought was we'd get somebody else to video. So we found a guy about 15 minutes away, an older guy. And we go over there, and he's supposed to have the great camera, you know, supposed to get. So we do a scene there, and it takes us probably half hour of fucking, and he records everything, but he never plugs the mic in. So we get this nice video and no sound.
Oh, my God. But you also are, like, fucking in front of a stranger for a woman who's never masturbated.
Right.
I mean, how was that for her?
Once she got her panties off, it was. You know, she was good.
Yeah, she was into it.
She was good to go. Okay. Yeah. You know, and that's when I realized this may work because she likes to perform in front of people.
Right. You know, she found out she liked being watched.
Yeah. So then I decided the next step was to invite somebody over to our place to record us. So, of course, you go back to the Craigslist and you go on the, I think it was the personals then.
Yeah.
So we go. So we find a guy, he comes over and he's recording. He goes, can I jack off while I record? And I'm like, sure, you know, it's fine. I mean, so he does his deal while he's recording us. And then he leaves, and I asked, Lucy, I said, what do you think about it? She said, I like, it was fun. It was, different.
Yeah.
It made it exciting. So then the next step, too, was we got another guy over, which is actually a guy that we actually saw on Easter again. And this is, so it's been 7 years since that time. So we invite him over, and he wants to do the same. He's recording, and then in the middle of it, I'm doing her doggy style, and I asked her if she wanted to suck his cock. And she said, yeah, okay. So she gave him about a three-minute blow job, and we finished up. And I shot, that's the first time I shot cum on her face, and he videoed that. It's a nice video.
Uh-huh.
So, did that. So we're just a little closer, and I still haven't got her to fuck another guy yet. So we talked about it. She says, yeah, I'll probably do it. I don't know. So we had another local guy here, local being about 15 miles away, younger guy, he was in the 20s. He come over, but he had a big dick and he was doing the same thing. And then I asked her, I said, hey, fuck it. She said, okay.
So but wait a second, where do you find this young guy with a big dick? I mean, what are you, on Craigslist?
Craigslist.
Okay.
Craigslist.
Okay.
This is back, we're still doing the Craigslist thing.
Yeah.
But, you got to weed through them guys. I mean, there's so many out there that there were so many no-shows. But, at that time, we were doing the Wednesday night because Wednesday night, the ex would actually take the kids, so we had a free Wednesday night.
So you find the young guy on Craigslist. He's got a really big dick. He comes over to your house. He's filming. You're like, he's doing the same thing. What does that mean? Filming you guys?
He's videoing us. And then he's sitting on the couch videoing. And then I said, hey, I'll video and you fuck him. So she got on top of him, riding him on the couch. And I'm videoing. And then I moved the video camera to the side and put it on the tripod. And we did a double vaginal. But during this, I'm behind her and, I thought she was touching my balls. Well, it turns out that he was touching my balls, but I didn't see that until I watched the video camera. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But so this guy ends up being bi. So, next time we decided I have a threesome with him again, we decided to have him blow me some and then we took turns with her.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Is this your first experience with a guy, or were you hooking up with guys before when you were doing couples as a bull?
Well, with the couples, most of the time when you're doing the bull thing, the males are usually bi-curious. They want to help the wife suck you and get you hard before you do the wife. So I had experience like that.
So you had hooked up with guys before. This wasn't your first go-around.
Well, I mean, it was couples, not the guy alone. It was the guy and the wife. But yeah, I guess you could say so.
It's the same scenario. Two people, yeah, a married couple and a single guy. Married couple,
yeah,
single guy.
Yeah, we kind of flipped it around, yeah.
But it's the same shit. Yeah. I mean, you had been with the married men. You were the bull like this guy grabbing some married guy's balls while you were fucking his wife. The same way that this guy did to you.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. So you had fooled around with guys before. Now, was your wife this woman who's vanilla before you, but then she's having an affair and now she's doing a double vag. I mean, where does this, how is she feeling about all this? And now you're blowing guys in front of her. How is she feeling about
it? No, I didn't blow him. He blew me.
Okay. Well, he's blowing you. What's the difference? What's the difference? I don't think there's a difference. From a female's perspective, I'm telling you, there's not a difference. If a guy's blowing you or you're blowing a guy, it's guy-on-guy action to a female. It doesn't matter. So how does she feel about that? Sounds like it's just unraveling. Not unraveling. It just sounds like it's happening very quickly, and you're really pushing
years,
the bar.
This ain't like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is over years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this ain't like, this is probably 3 years after the first guy.
Oh, okay. So you have a couple guys all filming you. That's always the thing. We're a couple on Craigslist looking for guys to come over and film us.
Well, we probably did five guys that just filmed us.
Yeah, yeah.
Just videoed us.
Okay.
And then decided to try like I video her with a couple of other guys. We were hit and miss on that, but every now and then we had another young one, a 19-year-old boy or a guy, college kid that just fucked the hell out of her for like an hour, and he was hung. And I mean, she enjoyed that a lot. She come, she almost squirted. She didn't do it. She come two or three times, that's what we were looking for, was something like that. I love watching her get banged.
By a guy, just, though, with a bigger dick than you, right?
Well, I'm big. I'm 9.5, so.
Oh, my goodness. So these guys, so you like them to be as big as you, then, not bigger. Or I just know that sometimes that's like a kink, you know what I mean?
We have tried, like a couple of black guys with, like, 11s, uh-huh, you know, bigger rounds, but they always seem to hurt her. So we kind of go with the, you know, 7-8, but a big girth.
Right, but how, I mean, she's done DV with the young guy with the, that's really well hung, and you?
Yeah, she's done that a couple of times, yeah.
And you with the big one? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's good. But she gets up at 4:30 every morning, goes to the gym, works out, and she stays tight. It's like a virgin every time, almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So go on. So, yeah, like, as this is progressing, though, like, does, like, the conversation ever come up that you're going to be, like, you're going to be with women, or that, like, is that ever going to be a scenario, or is it just only going to be this scenario?
Well, we have talked about that numerous times, and we have been with four couples, but I've soft swung with the woman, but I've never gone full swing with them because we always end up, I'm always videoing it. So usually the husband that we're with fucks both Lucy and his wife, or we will have like the wife and husband and bring a BBC in, and then they all foreplay.
Yeah, is your wife okay with you being with women?
She said I can, but we haven't tried it yet, so I don't know what her reaction is going to be.
But you don't even care these times that you've been with these other couples. You're not, like, interested in having that scenario happen.
I got to find somebody that's hotter than my wife. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm thinking, which really hasn't happened, because, I mean, she's sexy as hell. So, I mean, I focus whenever we get into a sexual situation, and, you know, I'm kind of waiting to get my turn at her because I'm going to fuck her too. So we're all jumping in there. And then finally I got her to, I guess it's been about 3 or 4 years ago, we started doing the gangbangs. You know, the gangbangs we do here are maybe four guys. And we just recently, a couple of months ago, we did one of the gangbang setup deals, you know, where they bring the guys in. That ended up being four guys.
Wait a second, but, though. Okay, you're jumping ahead. We're all the way. We went from 7 years ago to, like, last week. She did a gangbang.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have this woman, and I know I keep harping on this, but it just seems like it's like a very big jump. You know, how does she, like, feel about all this stuff that she's into? Does she, who's, like, brings up these other extreme things, like, you know, gangbangs and stuff? Like,
how did that
come into play?
I'm the instigator of all of it. And I said, hey, you know, I'm going to try. And she loves to perform for me, and she loves, you know, once her panties are off or her dick in her mouth, she just goes crazy, you know.
But
so,
how is she afterwards?
We talk about it. And whenever we drive home, or if it's here at the house, we'll have like an hour discussion of what she liked, what she didn't like. And then, of course, we do the reclaim sex for a couple of hours. So there's always that bringing her back to me. But she's never really distressed about it or bitches about it, nothing like that. We just talk about, you know, what we can do next or how we can change it up.
But does she talk about how much she likes it? I mean, I know, I'm not just looking to see if she hates it. I'm looking to see, like, does she love it, too? I mean, you know, it's one of those
she
scenarios.
The parts that you like, yeah. That's how I found out, you know, when it comes to, like, cock size, she don't like the little ones, but she don't like the big ones. She likes the ones average, above average, but she wants a guy that knows how to fuck. You know, we were doing the Craigslist, getting those young guys. It was like a three-pump chump deal. But she loves to have her pussy eaten. So you get those guys in here that love to eat pussy, and, I mean, she's in heaven then, you know, so. If they can get her to orgasm like that, you know, we are good to go.
And now, you being 9 inches, that's not average, okay?
Yes, I know.
So
that's why I was a bull for such a long time.
Right. So now when you bring up a gangbang, she's like, yeah, totally, that's fine.
She's like, I'm nervous about it, but, you know, let's go try it. You know, but she gets nervous every time, unless it's just like, you know, we got our regular guys.
Yeah.
If it's one of them, you know, she gets a little nervous, but if it's like going into like a big group, because our situation is there's a lot of swingers. We like socialize and be friends, go to movies and all that. We're not into that. You know, we got other friends and plenty of stuff to do on our own. So whenever we get there, we want to get naked and get the action going.
Right. So, do you go to swingers clubs and stuff like that?
We ain't done a club yet. We did a hotel party about 6-7 months ago.
How was that?
And there's a couple of guys that banged her. I banged her, but the people were not what we were looking for. You know?
What do you mean? They weren't attractive, or they weren't hot?
Yeah, there's like three good looking guys and maybe one good looking girl.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Or woman. The rest of them were, you know, pretty big and just, you know, it kind of had the trailer park vibe going on to it. But we had been with some other friends that are, I guess, in the lifestyle, there's like lower, middle, and higher.
Oh, really?
But, you know.
What, like lower, you know, middle, higher tiers?
Yeah. So we get invited to a lot of the higher tier stuff, which is like the penthouse and in a building in downtown. And they always invite us because we get it started.
So these are like swinger parties, or like what are these?
Yeah, it's like a swinger party. It's usually two or three couples.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be downtown in a high rent district. And of course, that makes the couples sexier. I guess the word that you're looking for. And we will go in. We get invited by this friend of ours, Jack. He always invites us because he's thrown a couple without us. And, you know, there's been two or three times where all they did was drink and visit the whole night. We walk in and we drink, and I said, hey, let's go fuck. And it's on, you know?
Right.
He likes that because we get started.
Are you guys hot? I mean, is that why you get invited to these top tier scenarios?
She is hot. You know, she's got the abs and built nice. And so, but
you're going to be able to send me let me ask you this. I'm assuming, because you're so open with her, that does she know you're calling into the show?
Yes, we talked about this a long time ago. She just started like a month or two ago, and mm-hmm. She's kind of getting her stuff out. We got 7 years of video and pictures.
Uh-huh.
And so she says, you know, let's put it out there and let those people enjoy it too. You know, so she likes to be watched, and she likes to be the star of the show, I guess is what you would say.
Right. So you'll send me pictures for, like, anonymous pictures for my Patreon, right?
Yes, I'll send them, email them to you.
Yeah, email them to me. I'll put them over there. And then, you know, what she should do when she's got like that up and running and she's got a lot of stuff on there, she should come on and tell her side of the story, and then she could promote her OnlyFans, don't you think?
Okay, yeah. Right now it is Texas Lucy. But she also started a Twitter too. But between our work and our plan and the kids and everything, we have a hard time keeping up with all that, because that is like a job.
It absolutely is. I'm glad you say that, because a lot of people give these people shit, like, oh, they just have OnlyFans, or, you know, anyone that's successful doing any of that shit, it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. You really, it's like working out. It's like, you know, it's something that you have to tend to constantly. It's not like you put it together and then it runs itself, you know, unless you're on it every single day, tending to it and tending to the people that sign up and putting more content on, you're not going to be successful. So yeah, it is a lot of work.
Yeah. Right now, I think she's got about 60.
That's great. So let's get back to all the stuff that you guys do. I mean, you get to these like things, but you do prefer, though, just like doing stuff on your own. Is that what you're saying? Than all these other parties and stuff?
Yeah, because you can't really control the others. Like the events we do on our own, like a threesome, a foursome, or something like that, we can kind of control it. And if a person, we have had a couple of guys that get aggressive, and we had to shut it down and get them to leave.
Uh-huh.
So that's always entertaining there. It always takes the vibe out of it. And then we got a couple of guys that have gotten feelings, you know, and they're like,
oh, really?
You know, yeah. It's like we got to steer clear of that too. So we kind of work on both sides of that. But we found out about 3 years ago, we got invited. The guy that she gave the first blow job to, we found out that he was bi.
Huh?
Okay. And we got in, we wanted to do a gangbang. And he says, well, I can set it up, but it'd be a bunch of bi guys. So we don't care, you know, we just wanted. So, and actually being like five bi guys in her, you really don't need a fluffer. And they all gave her tons of attention. And it actually turned out being really good. You know, got some nice cream pies out of it because they all take care of themselves and they're all checked out. So we kind of lean towards the bi-friendly guys now,
right?
Because they actually show up,
right?
And they're also in. You know, this is going to sound weird, but they're also in better shape.
Guys are more. I don't know, because look at gay men. I think that like the hottest guys. I mean, I live in New York City, and to me,
yeah,
it's not a city that has a ton of hot guys. And most of the time, when you see the hot guys, they're the gay guys because they really keep in shape. They just really tend to themselves very well. So maybe like, you know, with a little bit of that going on, I don't know, but because I think, you know,
we've had, you know, the straight guys show up and not show up, and we've had them not be able to get hard. We had one that was, I mean, just banging the hell out of her, and then all of a sudden he goes, I can't do this.
Why?
And just like, I guess he was married or something, so he stopped and left. And you know, Lucy's like, what the hell was that about? And I said, I don't know, spread your legs, I'll finish up, I'm good here.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, but like Lucy, is Lucy turned on by the fact that you're into guys?
She's told me it really doesn't make a difference. You know, the only time I will suck a cock is like this, me and her are together, or her pussy tastes great. So I love to taste her pussy on a cock.
Right.
So we'll, you know, I will do that every now and then, but it's not like every time. It's maybe one out of three or four times.
Right. But you're down for that guy to do it to you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But most bulls, that we got two BBC bulls that come over, and they're fine with that. I mean, but whenever I was a bull, I was fine with it too, because if you do the let them be by with you, you get invited more. You know,
why do you think it's because it's rare, like, and it's more hard to find?
Yeah, I think it's because both the wives really enjoy watching the guy do it, and then, you know, the guy's getting both worlds with one guy. You don't gotta, you know. So, and once again, the bi friendly guys are usually in better shape than the straight guys,
and you like that. So tell me how you set up that first gangbang.
It was one of these deals. It was kind of by accident, but kind of on purpose type deal. So you get, if you text three guys, you may get one show up. So during the day, I was busy working. I ended up texting. Well, we ended up with five guys that showed up. And I said, Lucy, it looks like we're going to have a big gangbang. It just happened to be two of the guys. We had started using SDC. Two of the guys were off of that, and then the other three guys were off of the Craigslist. And out of that group, three of them she had already been with. So there was only two new guys. So that ended up being fun. I think it went about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
Where'd you do that, at your house or at a hotel?
This was at the house.
You let all these just strange people just come into the house?
If you see my house, you understand everybody. You know
what,
I mean?
What do you mean?
We do a lot of social barbecue groups and all that stuff. So if there's a bunch of cars out front, they just think we're grilling or something like that. You know, we got a 6-bedroom house, so there's plenty of room.
Right. Okay. So, like, what do you do when Craigslist goes to, you know, ends?
Well, yeah, that sucked, by the way. I mean, Craigslist, you can get the younger guys, and, you know, I just posted a video of her on her OnlyFans, and when she did two young guys that had never done that before.
Yeah.
And we got them off Craigslist. And so we switched over to SDC, which is, it's a great site, but it's just, there's a lot of talk and not enough walk. And then we started using the double list, you know. And it was slow there for a while. You find one every now and then. So then just here a couple of years back, If you go on Kick, there's some gangbang kick sites. And we tried those a few times, but they always want to do it like at noon on like a Wednesday.
When everyone's working, I mean, right.
Yeah, I mean, do y'all work? You know, what's the deal? So they contacted us like 6 or 7 times, but every time it was like, you know, 2 o'clock on a Thursday or something like that. So I'm assuming it's husbands that are sneaking off from work or something. But we finally ended up finding a couple of guys that host gangbangs, and they would get a hotel room, and we would go over there. And see, that's what happened about 3 or 4 months ago. They hosted one here by us, and we went over there, and it was fine, but she's more of like having 3 guys on her at once, and this was kind of, they were just kind of taking her turn.
And she was into it or not really?
She was having a good time. You know, a couple of them were built good, but she likes to have one fucking her while she's blowing one and jacking one off, where it's like a constant flow.
Uh-huh.
And this was kind of like one of them would fuck her, and then he would come, and then it'd be like a 3 or 4 or 5 minute deal where they would talk and drink, and then another one would get on her. And I was like, you know, we need to kind of, she likes the flowing, you know, she likes it to go. You know, she wants a constant orgasm, constant, you know, getting banged.
Now, let me ask you this. Is she allowed to see people solo?
No, we have never, anything we do together, mm-hmm. something that when we first started this is something that we said, yes, you know, that's because I like to watch her. She likes to watch me. So it's like,
what does she like to watch you do?
Well, she likes to watch me jack off while she's getting banged, or just my reaction. She's one of those that will look at you while she's getting fucked and say, hey, you know, do you want him to shoot his load in me, shoot his load on my face, what do you want, baby? Mm-hmm. That type of deal.
And you know, do you like to be a cleanup guy?
No, but there's plenty of them out there.
But not you.
No,
you're
no.
not into that.
I had come close. I just can't commit.
Uh-huh.
I will lick the clit after somebody's coming, or I just can't dip all the way down. I'm just,
right.
I feel bad about that. But there's about a 99% chance that it's going to happen soon. Because she loves to have somebody eat her pussy after she's been cream pied. I mean, that's just.
But it's never you. But she loves that. No, you've never done it. So who's doing it?
The bi guys. Once again, that's where you bring the bi guys. The bi guys will freaking do that.
Consider, okay, well, let me ask this. Do you consider yourself to be a bi guy?
I am bi curious.
Right. Okay.
Just what you'd say.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I won't do any anal play or nothing like that. I haven't stepped that far yet. I don't know if I ever will.
Well, listen, you've been playing for so long. I think if you would have, you probably would have already now.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Do any of her friends know that she does this?
No.
It's a very secret life.
No. Right. That's why we don't go out. We will go to a party. We won't meet before it and have a drink or anything. You know, that being said, we have done that once. And of course, while we were talking with the couple, we brought to the house, you know, we had 3 or 4 people send up, say, hey, how y'all doing? You know, local that we knew. So we're like, you know, this probably isn't going to be all that wise because they see this with different people. Although, you know, we just told them, you know, whenever we were asked about it later on, we told them that it was just some friends from out of town that had dropped by. And we're like, well, let's not do that again. So usually we just show up at the house, hotel, or bring them here in play and then move on from there. That's why we don't go to the social part of it. And we were going to go to a club in town, and we were looking at the club list. We'll have, you know, couples that are coming to it. Well, we actually knew one of the couples.
They give you the names?
Yes, they will post like attending. Colettes will do it, and Eden will do it. They will post their SDC name. You know, ours is.
So you already knew these people? Like, so you saw your friends, your vanilla friends on SDC?
No, we knew that they were swingers.
But they didn't know you
were
out.
And he drives a pickup truck with a upside down pineapple stuck on the door of it.
But they didn't know you were. You don't let them know.
No, and they still don't. So we chose not to go because with her job and my job, both were in higher positions. We didn't want to jeopardize that. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep it all on the down low, and our little secret life.
Do you have any rules or regulations, or is it like no holds bar? Like you could do whatever when you're in the middle of that, the fun.
The one rule that she has stuck to is no kissing.
Really?
She just don't want to kiss anybody. Yeah, she's had a couple of guys that show up, and I guess they don't brush their teeth or whatever, and she says, I just can't. I'm not going to commit to that. And, you know.
Well, that doesn't sound like a rule. That sounds like a preference.
Yeah, a preference. I guess it is a preference.
Yeah, you didn't say no kissing. She's not like, I'm not going to kiss because that's between me and you. She just sounds like she doesn't like to. You know, that's the difference. But are there any rules? I mean, is anything or is nothing off limit?
No anal.
Oh, okay. So that's a rule.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything else is on the condoms. If you got proof of a test or we've been with you before and we know that you have proof of the test, you know, she doesn't like the condoms. She doesn't like the smell. And sometimes it causes like a rash and it takes like a month to get over that. So that makes it a little pickier and choosier from the guys. Once again, that's where we go back to the groups because we know the groups have been tested.
Right.
But like this last time we stayed in touch with a couple of guys that were in the group and we're going to set some stuff up with them.
Let me ask you this, because this is, you know, this woman's, Lucy's husband knew she was cheating on him with you, and your wife knew that you fell in love with her when you were with your wife. I mean, how is both of your relationships with your exes at this point? You've been together for 7 years.
No, we have been married for 10.
Okay. Okay, so you've been together a long time.
We've been together for 11, yeah.
Okay, so like how was the relationships? Because, you know, here you guys were like kind of having an affair. So how does her husband feel about you now, and how does your wife feel about her?
My ex-wife doesn't like anybody, including her or me. Yeah.
Or so, maybe herself. So,
But the kids are grown now, so I don't have to associate with her.
Okay, so that's out of the picture. So, but I mean, for the past 10 years... Yeah. I mean, did she, like, hate your wife?
Yeah, they didn't get along at all.
And now what about her husband, who you, like, took her away from, that got the thing? Like, how does he deal? Does she have kids with him?
Yes.
But how did her husband feel about you?
Well, you know, I think he was pissed off, but you can never tell about him, you know. But, you know, he is married now. There's kind of an inside story there to where that we knew he had a girlfriend overseas. She had caught him talking to her and sending money and stuff, so I think it was kind of like a blessing whenever they got the divorce, because as soon as that happened, he brought her over here, and so it was kind of a strange deal,
right,
on that deal.
So now why did you guys decide to do the OnlyFans?
She just wants to put it out there. I mean, we got all this stuff and, I mean, all these videos and stuff. And she's like, you know, let's put it out there. We may make a little money so that she can maybe take a trip or pay for gym membership. We don't need money. We both make great money. But, you know, it's just kind of one of those deals. Let's do something with all this content that we have collected for the last 7 years.
Right. You know? Does she like to be watched? Is she a little bit of an
exhibition? Oh, God, she loves to be watched.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She loves to be watched. Like any party, if there's, we will get right in the middle, you know. And usually people will watch her because, like I said, she's well built. And she doesn't know how to fuck. Oh, God, she knows how to fuck.
Really?
She's loud. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
She's loud.
Yeah. I like the loud.
Is there anything on her bucket list? I mean, I feel like you guys have been there, done that. Like, what is, if it's not something on her bucket list, like, what do you guys love? Like, what's the top of the mountain, hottest scenarios you guys have had and what you enjoy so much?
Well, we want to go to a swingers resort. We go to Mexico once or twice a year. We like to do a swingers resort. We just have, usually we got vanilla friends going with us, so we always end up you know, not doing the Swingers Resort. Uh-huh. And on the bucket list, man, that's hard.
It sounds like you've done anything. Instead of the bucket list, then give me like the hottest scenario or like a recent experience. Like, what is the top?
Well,
of the
let me tell you what
you?
We did.
Yeah.
What we did a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It might have been 3 weeks ago. We decided, you know, right now we don't have any time at the house because the oldest kid's here and his girlfriend goes in and out and stuff. So we put a deal out there. We wanted her to get fucking parked. So we're like, okay, we're going to be at this park at this time, you know. Okay, well, of course, you got 500 responses to it. And this one black guy, he shows up. I'm like, okay, he's the only one. I guess when I said park and I put that area, there's two parks there. Like the other guys went to the other park, and this guy went to our park. So there's a walking trail, then you can go off the trail and go out. Woods. So we went out into the woods and he fucked her out there in the woods. But like she said, next time she's got to find a tree to hold on or do something. She didn't want to get chiggered, so she wouldn't bend over in the grass. But I mean, it was fun. It was nice to watch her, you know,
where were you?
That there was a recent, I was videoing. You know, I'm always videoing.
So you're there right in front of the guy watching and like, so what's the ad? Like, hey, like, we're a couple, we want to meet in the park, I'm going to videotape.
Well, the ad was, I'm going to video my wife getting fucked in the park. This is what time is going to happen, from 4 to whatever. Here's the name of the park. And I did it on SDC, because we know a lot of people on there.
And, do you want to give out your guy, SDC account name to advertise it?
It is Lucy and I 289.
Lucy and I 289.
Yeah.
So did you, so it was like a kind of like an open invitation, as many people that want to come can go. Oh, how many people showed up?
Just that one. Everybody else went over to the wrong park.
Oh my God. So. That's hilarious. Well, it's funny because I have another guy that already called in that talked about a whole park scenario. I was like, wait a second. I think I've talked to the guy that fucked your wife, but it was different setup. The guy's husband was like hiding in a bush.
Oh yeah. Really?
Yeah.
No, we said that there was good. And right now, we're kind of, we don't know what the next scenario is going to be, but we want to think about doing like another small gangbang, something like that. And I want her to do girl on girl. I'm having issues with getting her to say yes or no on that.
Well, maybe she's not into it.
Yeah, I know. But we may do, we've talked about this, her doing like another couple again.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's always good. That's always fun.
But she's never played with the wife when she's with these couples.
No, the wife has played with her, but she hasn't returned the favor.
Right.
You know.
Kind of same like
so
you.
Kind of been a, yeah. She wants to try it, but she's nervous about it. You know, what if I, you know, she's like, what if I suck at it? I said, it's sex. I mean, you know, it's hard to have bad sex. You know, really hard.
Somebody right, kind of like pizza. Even if it's bad, it's good. Yeah.
It's good, yeah. Now, I'm not saying we haven't had some bad sex. We've had some bad sex. But I got to give kudos when we first started. Like, we had probably 4 or 5 young guys that are like 19 to 21 that just fucked the hell out of her. I was like, you know, I don't know if it had sex before or if they thought they weren't going to get it again or... And I like those 4 or 5, 3 of them actually ate their own cream pies out. I was like, you know, they were into it. They were like, but a lot of times what it is, from what I'm thinking, is, but the dating scene's hard. And then the swinger scene is hard too. Cause, you know, you got to find a couple that actually will invest in you, invest their time and actually all that. So whenever they see her, you know, she's got 6-pack abs, she's built, just freaking sexy as hell. They want to shoot their wad right then. And I'm like, y'all need to slow your roll down. Let's just go with the flow here. And so I think that's a lot of it, because we've had probably 10 guys that were the 2 or 3 pump chumps, you know.
Right.
I mean, just as soon as they, you know, as soon as the panties come off and they see that little safe place, they're shooting before they even get in. That's why we started buying 2 over at once.
Right. How many bulls do you have in rotation right now? Regular ones.
We Three, yeah.
And are they like any BBCs?
Two are BBCs. Right now, her main BBC, the younger guy, the younger BBC, we're having, I think he's catching feelings a little bit. I think he's kind of, you know, because he's, you know, he'll tell us, oh, I'll do anything for her. I'll let her pee on me. Whatever you want to do. And I'm like, you may be hitting the boundaries here, guy, you know?
Right. Or maybe he's just really into kinky things, you know? That might not be love. That just might be kink.
Yeah, he wouldn't do two guys. It's just him. And then if we were going to do a cream pie, he had to come first. He didn't want sloppy seconds and all that. And I said, hey, you know, that's great and all, but we had a discussion about him doing a gangbang. Well, he talked to one of our other gangbang guys, and he went and did a gangbang with them. Now he's part of their group. So I think he's more, I think we don't have any issues with him now.
You know, right. So. It's like a whole world that you guys live in. You're going to send me pics of your wife, right, Lucy? Give up
yes.
her OnlyFans again. What is it?
Her OnlyFans is Texas Lucy.
Texas Lucy. People could sign up for that.
T-E-X-A-S. Yeah, Lucy. And her Twitter is Texas Lucy XXX.
Texas Lucy XXX. Basically, they're going to just see all those videos of all these things that you've been taping all these years, correct?
Yes, I got about probably 20 hours.
Okay.
That I'm editing together because I block her face out. But yeah, it's a lot of content, and you subscribe and you get all, we didn't do the where you pay the extra to see each video. We did the deal with you subscribe, you get all of it.
Right. You know, cool.
And we try to add, I try to add three or four pics every week, and we try to add a video every week. I'm an engineer, but I'm not really technical when it comes to the video editing and stuff. You know, I'm really good at fucking and making shit go, but I'm not good.
And getting your girl to open up. I mean, you took a vanilla girl and got her to cheat on her husband and then start doing all these crazy things.
I'm proud of her.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and if you see us on the street, we're the couple that's always holding hands or patting each other's ass. We're like a normal couple.
Yeah.
You know? But as soon as we get behind closed doors, it is freaky. We like the freaky stuff.
Yeah, so interesting. I mean, that's what it is. That's what my show's all about. Like, these are just regular people, but this is what some regular people are doing, some very irregular things that you would never believe, you know?
Hell, we were at the guy that she gave the first blow job to, which ended up banging her like a month or two later. We were at the football game, and he comes walking up to us, and my wife's like, oh, shit, what do we say?
Oh, my God.
Just say, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, right?
We did the, hi, how you doing, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, well, listen, I want to tell you before we wrap it up that I also, you know, you're going to send me pictures for my Patreon. But what I have on my Patreon now is a Discord channel attached to it. And there's hundreds of people on there, too. And it's a great place to advertise. You can advertise whatever you want. So throw some up of your more hardcore stuff over there to get some attention.
Okay.
And then you could also give, you know, shout outs and stuff over there. I will send you the free link to that. I don't get involved in that. I don't go on there. That's for my Patreon community and for my guests who have been on the show. But I always tell people, like, go advertise whatever you want, post whatever you want over there. You'll send me just like the R-rated, you know, sexy stuff, but nothing hardcore.
Yeah.
For my Patreon.
Yeah, I'll send you the bikini shots.
Yeah, send me that one. They could be lingerie, hot stuff, but just no extra.
We don't do lingerie.
Okay, no.
We either do bikini,
naked or bikinis.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, you could do the other stuff that, you know, like the other stuff over on Discord, and you could promote her like OnlyFans and stuff over there as well. But Charlie, thanks so much for calling in, and maybe we need to get your wife on sometime.
Yeah, I don't know if we can, but it would be fun.
I know. Talk to her. Well, so let's hopefully she likes this episode and she listens to it. Thanks you so much for calling in, Charlie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous picks of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous picks and some of the guys send in anonymous picks. So if you want to see anonymous picks of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.